More from the 2016 NRA annual meetings in Louisville, Kentucky. We're in the Smith & Wesson booth. Jim Scouten and Tisma Jouet. She is the director of the First Shots. Is that right?
Manager of First Shots.
Manager of First Shots. Director, manager, interchangeable term. Manager of the First Shots program for the NSSF. Let's talk about that because it's important.
Yes, it is. Well, the First Shots program is an introductory program geared to getting new people into the shooting sports. As we know, if we don't pass along our heritage about the shooting sports to those that don't understand, we won't have anybody left around to fight it for us. So we need to help people understand about firearm safety, education, and responsibility.
And it really is a try it, you'll like it program.
Absolutely.
Because we see that. And the program over the last few years has drawn a lot of women out, has it not?
Yes, it has. We've seen probably about 50% women who attend the First Shots program.
So what you have to rely on is a local range or club or somebody being willing to host these events, because we need a lot more people than just Tisma there to make sure that things go safely and well. Are you getting that cooperation from NSSF members?
We are indeed. The way that the program works is we work with local ranges, and it's a way for them to reach out to their community to spread the word about firearms and how much fun it is to shoot, especially inside of an indoor range or in an outside of the sportsman's club. And to help these ranges get started, for their first event, we'll help them out with cooperative advertising funds, 50% up to $3,000. We'll also provide 20 rounds of 22 ammo for each participant, as well as targets from Birchwood Casey.
All right, so range owners out there,
yep,
call this woman, Tisma Jouet, at the National Shooting Sports Foundation. And, of course, you can find that because you're already a member, because you're a professional operation. But that's not all you're doing. You get the Rimfire Challenge now.
That's true. The Rimfire Challenge program is a great way to get introduced to competitions by using 22 handguns and rifles.
And it's steel shooting.
Exactly.
Which everybody likes it because it's the closest thing. But this is my theory. This is Scouten's theory. That it's the closest thing to what we used to do. We'd go out with the kids and to go plinking. We'd shoot, you know, cans and some stuff. But this is organized, timed, and you can actually get a score. And, of course, that's the challenge, is to see who's the best at it. But it's all 22.
That's correct. And a lot of the ranges across the country host these events on a monthly basis. You can find out more at the Rimfire Challenge website, nssf.org/rimfire. But you'll see a listing of all the ranges who are hosting these events. And the registered matches actually have prize tables. And it's open to anyone who participates. And it's not based on score. You know, it's a random drawing for anyone who get one of the prizes from the registered matches.
All right, so show up and participate, and you might go home with something. But more importantly, you have a good time trying for a personal best.
Absolutely.
And these are kind of classic steel challenge stages, are they not? Or close to it?
Well, some of them are. I know that they've expanded a number of different designs, but they have the same shapes. The steel are the same shapes, the 10-inch round, the 12-inch round, and the 18-by-24-inch rectangle.
Yeah, the great part about it is, you know, the steel is static, so it doesn't fall, so it's not, like, worrying about having to make sure it goes down in order for you to get the score. And it's just a lot of fun, especially when you see the little kids out there having a good time, and it's a family event. So you have mom, dad, brother, sister, cousins all coming out there having a good time together.
And you know everybody listening is saying, well, where are we going to get the 22? But I do understand that the shortage is easing and that 22 is becoming available again.
And for any matches or any range directors that are hosting these monthly matches and registered matches, if they go to the website, we do have a program available so that these match directors can get the ammo so that these folks can have a chance to shoot the rimfire matches.
So priority shipping. All right.
Excellent. Very good.
And that's not all you do. What else did they give you?
Well, this year we held our first ever NSSF Shooting Sports Fantasy Camp.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was held out in Las Vegas. We had 7 pros and 36 participants who came out just to see if they could be like the pros. And it was a great time with Jerry and Kay Mikulik, Ryan and Diana Mueller,
Julie
Gollett, Jesse Duff. You know, it was just a wonderful, wonderful time.
So that was the big money deal, all inclusive, but you had to come with some serious money for that one.
It had a little price tag to it.
It was like weekend in Vegas kind of thing. Okay, but you weren't gambling. You were learning and improving your shooting skills.
Everyone had a wonderful time. There was not only was there shooting, but there was camaraderie. And, of course, when you shoot, there's always food afterwards.
Yep. Right.
Well, before we run out of time, I want to get in quick question about the the NSSF Rimfire Challenge Championship, which is coming up in Alabama.
That's correct. It's going to be held the weekend of October 14th through 16th, mm-hmm. And it will be down at the Cavern Cove Shooting Ranges in Alabama. Mm-hmm. That is the culmination of the Rimfire Challenge matches this year.
Mm-hmm. How many shooters do we expect and so on? How big of an event is this?
I think they were looking at about 200 shooters, and we're going to shoot 14 stages over the course of 2 days.
Excellent. Looking forward to that, and we'll have coverage of that later this fall, Shooting USA.
It's going to be awesome.
Outstanding. Well, there's another edition of the podcast in the can from the 2016 NRA Annual Meetings. More to follow.